Good morning. At least if it's morning for you, which it is for me. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning, and you are currently listening to another episode of The Barefoot Shepherdess, which is a podcast by Mint and Thistle. This particular episode is happening in my car right now. I just wanted to give an update on how things are going with 12 months of creativity, and I feel inspired right now, and I have about 15 minutes before I actually arrive at work, so I figured, why not now? So here I am, giving you an update. Thanks for joining in. So what really inspired me this morning was a combination of multiple things, including the beautiful light outside. There's something about autumn light in the morning that just drives me crazy. I love it. Drives me crazy in the best way possible. I just want to get outside immediately as soon as I wake up, which is about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I want to wait and watch the sun come up over the trees and just catch some of that light. Because as a photographer, all I do is chase light, beautiful light. Anyway, that inspired me, and also I've been listening to some really fantastic fall music. I actually have a playlist on Spotify called Autumn, She Is Here, and I will link to it, and you should listen to it because I think you would understand what I mean about the inspiration in that music. And then on top of that, just this time of year and waking up early really does it for me. So in that vein, I've been feeling really motivated and really creative and really happy about this project. And I think it might be a byproduct of actually having this nice goal, which is sort of disguised as a not goal, which is brilliant because when you set your sights way too high, you can get really disappointed when you don't meet those goals, and I am guilty of that all the time. So when I set such loose parameters, I really sort of set myself free, which I love. So that's been very inspiring as well. There are some other things that help me kind of enhance my inspiration and creativity though, and that is my morning routine and also keeping things in my house sort of not cluttery. For some reason, when my house is really neat, like incredibly neat and picked up, I have a lot less stress in my life. That does not apply to all people, it turns out. For example, my husband, I think, could, like he said actually, I don't think, these are his words, said he could live in a cardboard box and be happy. I am not one of those people. I really like having everything sort of in order and tidy and neat and picked up. That way I know where everything is. So when I'm going to do something, I just know where it is and there's no, you know, I'm not wasting any time looking around or whatever it is. But also there's just a feeling of tidiness that I enjoy. So I've been working really hard to just clean up after everything. So my house has remained really picked up because I don't have time to waste at this point in general in life, picking up a bunch of random crap that has accumulated. So it helps me that I've been doing that. But then also in terms of my morning routine, this might sound a little silly, but when I get up and do some pretty specific things, I feel like a better human being for the rest of the day. So I get sometimes stressed out about not having enough time to be with my family or do my job, like my teaching job, properly, or clean the house, or also do the things I want to do, like work with my farm, work with my horse, create imagery, sew something, whatever. So in the morning, I wake up, or I've been trying to wake up really early in the 4 o'clock hour. And when I get up, I start boiling water for coffee. We use a French press. And then while that's happening, I'm sort of getting everything else ready for the day. It takes about 20 minutes to make the coffee. At that point, I go do yoga while it sits. I do yoga for about 20 minutes, and it is extraordinary what that does for my mood. On top of that, I use a light in the morning. It's like it's for seasonal depression, actually, but it really just helps me wake up and feel like a better person. Whether or not that's placebo effect, I really have no idea. But my point is, my morning routine allows for time before the kids wake up, and I banish my husband to go take a shower or something away from me when I'm doing yoga because I don't want to see anyone. I just want to focus on the day and the moment. So creating that morning routine has done wonders for me because I feel like I've already gotten an hour of my own time by the time it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Something else that really helps me in terms of just feeling good in the morning, which is key for me. If you're a morning person, you totally understand what I'm saying. If you have a crummy morning, the rest of the day is going to be rough. It's hard to turn it around when you are a morning person, because mornings are when you're supposed to be at your best, if you're a morning person. I don't know what it's like to be a night person, so I can't really speak to that. But I also, something else I do in the morning before I get to work is I take the long way. It's like 3 minutes longer, but instead of going down Route 202, this main road with a bunch of ugly businesses and stuff, I take a side road that goes down through all these fields and these farms, and it is beautiful. It is the best way to start my morning. So by the time I hit school, I'm like on cloud nine times out of 10, which is a good thing because, like I've just said, my creativity happens in the morning. So if I hit school and I'm feeling really happy, then I can channel some of that creativity and not feel resentful that I'm at school and not actually going to do what I want to do. So you're probably listening to this wondering why you should care. I just sound like I'm rambling about my life, and that could be really boring to some of you, but I do think also I've heard from others at this point, the feedback I've gotten on this podcast is that hearing sort of about maybe my routine or my idea can inspire you to create your own. So maybe you're not a morning person, but maybe the idea of doing these particular things helps you out. I encourage you, if you're, especially if you're participating in this 12 months of creativity, or creating rather, I encourage you to find whatever routine works for you and to minimize the amount of stress in your life. And that sounds like lip service, but really, if you can just eliminate a little bit of stress and some of the things you need to do by just being more efficient with your time, then you have so much more time to do the other things. Because while it's really important for me to do my creative pursuits, I also love to read at night with my child, or I like to have tea in the evening and I like to have the downtime. So if I can create space in my day, then things just get better creatively. And speaking of those creative pursuits, I have decided on some pretty specific goals, and I've noticed on social media, particularly Instagram, some of you have too, so I wanted to say thank you. I'm going to actually formally put them up on Instagram today or tomorrow if you are listening to this as it comes out. But I love seeing what you guys are working on. I've heard from some photography friends. I've heard from some lifestyle photographers and some other people who are just kind of doing their thing, like maybe exercising more or writing letters or something like that. So I've actually had some pretty good feedback, which is exciting. And I love that because it inspires me. Listening to other people's projects and hearing what they want to do is just super inspiring. And also it helps me know that maybe I am on the right track. So I think that is awesome. I just wanted to say thank you to those of you who are doing that. So in terms of an actual plan and a course of pursuit, my goals are all long-term. That I did that on purpose because I knew I had a year of space with no pressure. So to create an 18th century writing habit from scratch is going to take quite a lot of time and quite a lot of research. And to do excessive amounts or extensive amounts of work with my horse and really, you know, improve our relationship, it's going to take quite a lot of work. Same with my sheep. Working on my house, it's a long-term endeavor. It's piece by piece. For example, my one big contribution this weekend was working on getting a door installed in our new bathroom. And the one piece that I worked on my 18th century riding habit was cutting out the pattern pieces for the stays and then looking at the shift and determining what I need to do that. And then for my horse, it really is a matter right now, actually, of making it through the week and making sure he keeps brushed out solely because it's very busy with my son in soccer. So my mind is in the long term. And that's sort of, I think, the key here, because if your mind isn't in the long term, you're focused on whether or not you've accomplished something right now. And that's what I get stuck in. I set myself this goal, this huge goal, and I expect it to be done in a week. So this is me attempting to shift my mindset about my art and my passion. So this morning, I went out and I took some pictures with my horse, and that seemed like a step in the right direction because I spent a little bit of extra time with him, and that was part of my goal. So I'm really interested to hear from you guys what your long-term projects and kind of what your plan is. How do you plan to go about these big projects? Some of the ones I've seen have been really big, and some of the ones I've seen have been very tiny, and I love that. So I'm just really thrilled to have you guys along, and I just wanted to update you kind of on where I'm at, and I hope that I will be hearing from you guys soon and seeing you guys post about it using that hashtag that I mentioned last time, which was 12 months of creating. I really feel firmly that this is good work for anybody who may feel in a creative rut, or good work for anybody who just feels like they need some space from their daily grind, or even from the art that they produce for money. I'm thinking of my photographer friends on that. And space from your daily life, thinking about people with families, it can be really tough. So anyway, I just wanted to update you, make some space in your life, be more efficient, and just think in the long term. Those are the things that are keeping me going. So I look forward to hearing from you all, and thanks for tagging along.